Hare Krishna. Love brings out our higher side. Lust brings out our lower side. One of the defining delusions of our society is the equalization of lust with love. People who are attracted to each other at the physical level for the sake of bodily gratification imagine themselves to be in love. Although quite often they are in the grips of lust. Now the delusion of lust is that it masquerades itself quite often as love. How do we differentiate between the two? The Bhagavad Gita tells that lust is actually an enemy. Avritam jnaname tena jnanino nitya vairina kama rupena kaunteya dushpurena nalena cha. Avritam jnaname tena. That Krishna says this lust covers our intelligence. Jnanino nitya vairina. It is our eternal enemy. Kama rupena kaunteya. In the form of kama. Dushpurena nalena cha. It is like fire that keeps burning and burning and it is insatiable. So, in this verse 3.39 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna characterizes lust as our enemy. And further he states in two verses later in 3.40, he states that lust is situated in the senses, the mind and the intelligence. So now, what does the enemy do? Enemy hurts us. So now how does lust hurt us? By bringing out our lower side. By making us do things that harm us and harm others. So that is lust. Now, love on the other hand is our core nature itself. As souls, we have a nature to love and to serve. And the difference between love and serve, love and lust, is largely in terms of intention. This is lust masquerades as love, but love is actually a matter of sharing, of caring, whereas lust is a matter of possessing and consuming, of controlling and consuming. So researchers who have studied the human brain have found that there are different areas of the brain that are activated when different emotions are present. So for example, when a mother looks at a child and then the mother, she cares for the child, she wants to share with the child, she wants to provide for the child, serve the child. So a certain area of the brain is activated and that is love. And when there is a lust, the similar area of the brain is activated as activated when one wants to possess and consume. Say one sees a new product which one wants to own and parade, or one wants to get some new gadget or like that. So the point is that even from now, the brain is not the origin of emotions, but the brain is the root through which emotions are activated. And even the point is that lust and love are different. And love makes us, even people who are lusty, in order to impress the other person, they may put on a show. You know, they may dress very nicely and they may talk very politely initially to impress the other person. But love is not so superficial. Love inspires us to bring the best out of us. Not just put on appearance of being the best that we can be, but actually becoming the best that we can be. Love transforms us internally by lifting us up. And this love attains its highest perfection when it is centered on Krishna. So, rather than worrying too much whether in our relationship a particular emotion is love or lust, what we can focus on is trying to connect our lives with Krishna. So rather than just the surest way to transform lust into love is not to go into a hyper analysis, is this lust, is this love, go into analysis by paralysis by analysis, but rather to bring Krishna into our relationship. When we both direct our, when we and our, the person whom, with whom we are to have a relationship, direct our love towards Krishna, then that Krishna connection brings out the best within us, and as the, our higher nature awakens, then with that awakened higher nature, we can also further, more carefully understand, okay, this is lust, this needs to be avoided. This is love, this needs to be nourished. And in that way, we can protect ourselves from our inner enemy and nourish our inner nature of love and find lasting happiness. And not only lasting happiness in the next life, but even in this life, the relationship can be stabler and sweeter if it is based on a platform of love, which is a steady, lasting platform, not the surface of lust, which is slippery and unsteady. Thank you. Hare Krishna.